Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
One of Gillette's favorite holiday tradition returns this weekend as the Festival of Trees kicks off the Christmas season at Camplex Wyoming Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The annual fundraiser for the Northeast Wyoming Community Health Foundation will feature dozens of custom decorated trees and wreaths, all created and donated by community members and local businesses. The festival opens to the public for free on Friday today from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and again Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday is family day with kids' activities and crafts from noon to 4 p.m. Admission on Sunday is one non-perishable food item for the Council of Community Services. A special senior luncheon will be held today from 11:30 to 1:30. The festival kickoff follows Friday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. featuring free cookies from Subway. The weekend wraps up with the Festival of Trees signature event, the live auction and dinner on Saturday from 5:30 to 10:30 p.m. Seats for the auction can be reserved online at GilletteFestivalOfTrees.com. Organizers say all proceeds support healthcare needs across Northeast Wyoming. Wyoming lawmakers weighing some of the biggest property tax changes in state history after Joint Revenue Committee advanced five reform bills on Wednesday, including a constitutional amendment that would eliminate residential property taxes entirely. If voters approve that amendment, a companion bill would raise Wyoming's state sales tax from 4% to 6% to replace lost revenue. But even with the increase, state analysts say it would fall short of the $644 million local governments and schools currently received from the residential property taxes. The plan also exempts large industrial projects from paying the higher sales tax. Cowboy State Daily reported the proposal sparked debate over fairness and the future of Wyoming's tax structure. Senator Troy McEwen of Gillette and several committee members strongly rejected the idea of an income tax, calling the sales tax approach fairer and more predictable. But county officials warn that some communities, and especially local special districts, rely almost entirely on residential property taxes and could face major financial shortfalls. Lawmakers also advanced bills that would adjust how homes are assessed, including tying older properties to 2019 values plus inflation and using sale prices for homes purchased after 2020. The committee passed the sales tax bill with four no votes. Senator Cale Case was the lone vote against the constitutional amendment. All proposals will now head to the full legislature when the session begins February 9th. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.